Throughout my career, I have encountered established business owners at social events who did not remember to bring their business card with them. I've also seen the overly aggressive attorney who greets you at the door with a firm handshake and a business card, but that's another subject. I too have been in situations where I forgot my business card. Even my gold-plated business card holder, which was a nice gift from my younger sister many years ago, wasn't always enough to help me remember. At other times, I didn't bring enough business cards. I suspect I ran out of them after putting too many business cards inside those empty fish bowls you see at local restaurants in exchange for a chance to win a free meal. Well, if you've never had a business card for someone who asked you for one, then come back to this site tomorrow for a new blog post. If you're human, keep listening. I've observed that business people are more likely to always travel with a cell phone than with business cards. And therein lies the solution. Did you know you can use your smartphone as a business card? If you haven't already done so, download the free smartphone app Bump, B-U-M-P. The app works on both the iPhone and Android phones. Once you've downloaded, all you do is fill out as much contact information as you want, your name, company name, your email, and your phone number. And then when you're next to someone who has a smartphone, simply launch the app and literally bump each other's phones. Your business contact information will be sent wirelessly to the person standing next to you. By requiring you to physically bump someone else's phone, the company gives you control over who receives your data. Bump uses end-to-end encryption, so it's secure both ways. You can even share contact information between different operating systems. So if somebody has an Android phone and you have an iPhone, it still works. Now there's no need to fret over not having a business card on you. But it's probably still a good idea to remember to carry business cards, since some people still carry a dumb phone. You know, those devices that just make calls. Last month, Bump launched a new service that lets users wirelessly transfer photos from their smartphone to their desktops by bumping the space bar on the keyboard. It worked flawlessly every time I tried it. For more digital business strategies, visit dbschicago.com.